Rebecca Chaffetz Saltzman is with us live via telephone. She's got a brand new book. It's called Organized Jewish Life. By the way, until I saw this book, I didn't realize how many things we got going on in our lives. The Essential Guide for Planning Jewish Holidays, Events, and Every Day. Rebecca Saltzman, a pleasure to welcome you to JM in the AM.
Hi, I'm glad to be here.
And I must note, those of you who'd like to learn more about this book and about what Rebecca Saltzman does, she has some pretty clever website addresses that you could check out. One is organizedjewishlife.com. Again, organizedjewishlife.com. And the other one is Balagan Be Gone. How cool is that? Balagan, B-A-L-A-G-A-N, Be Gone, B-E-G-O-N-E. You can search that as well. Rebecca Saltzman is a personal organizational expert, a sustainable lifestyle leader in the Jewish community. Decluttering, reducing waste, and a simplified Jewish life are all married in her premier book, Organized Jewish Life, The Essential Guide to Planning Jewish Holidays, Events, and Every Day. Great to have you on the show. Why'd you write the book?
After my mom passed away in 2020, I ended up having to sit Shiva by myself. And normally when you sit Shiva, you have the collective knowledge of all of your family members. But I didn't have that. And my husband, who is an amazing person, said to me, how can I help you? And I'm like, I don't know. I wish I had a list. And I realized that there must be other people who want to have lists, not just for how to sit Shiva, but for how to manage all things in Jewish life. And so I wrote a book full of checklists on exactly how to manage all things in Jewish life and how to make things productive for when you ask. Because what I found is it's people are always willing to help you, but you don't necessarily know what to ask them for. So when you have a checklist, it makes asking for help so much easier because you could just say, well, this needs to get done. I assign you that task, because delegation is key when you're in a situation that, you know, you're not exactly sure how to manage yourself and you know you need some help on. But the checklists really help move you forward and allow you to spend your time more productively without having more stress in a stressful situation.
And you have a section on holidays, a section on Jewish life cycle events. You mentioned Shiva a moment ago, but of course there are many life cycle events, some sad and some really celebratory. And then you have a section called Adulting, which goes into how one sets up the home, how one deals with bills, bureaucracy, waste, hospitality, et cetera, et cetera. So you have... Sorry about that. Sometimes you just have to sneeze. So you have an array of different things that are beyond, let's call it the Jewish calendar. Because let's face it, a lot of books like this, I mean like this, that's not fair to say. There are books that have been written about what one needs to prepare for certain events, etc. But it just seems like yours is different. I don't know if it's more comprehensive or ironically more organized, or the comments that you make and the paragraphs that you write are more helpful. But I'm sure as the author, you'd agree with me that this is different than anything we've had in the past.
I mean, I don't think there's anything else that is really as comprehensive or that, I mean, what I found was that even though I had prepared for sitting Shiva because my mom had been sick and we knew, and I had read a bunch of books about it because, you know, I'm prepared, right?
Right.
But what I found was that there isn't a lot of practical ways to interpret how to practically apply halacha and Jewish to actually make things happen in Judaism. Like, we understand that these are the things that need to get done, but practically, how do we actually get them done?
Right.
Do you know what I mean? Like, it's not something that we're discussing with our teenagers. Like, how do we actually put this into practice? And by the way, even growing up religious, there were so many things that, like, happen behind the scenes that you don't always even know about. Like, I don't know. I don't think I was like 18 until I learned about like Erev Tavshilin and when you make it. And I remember standing at the Yom Tov candles with my mother and saying like Shechianu tonight or not. And like, you know, you lose track of things. So I put in not only checklists, but also charts of like when to do these things and how to say them, because sometimes we just need like a chart of how to get it all done.
It's so funny.
There just wasn't anything available.
It's so funny because you mentioned the Shekhianu for candle lighting. We have a mantra in the Siegel home that is repeated, I think, every Yontif, which is always Shekhianu except the end of Pesach, right? Like that's a directive that everyone has memorized because we've been saying it for so many years over so many wonderful occasions. Rebecca Chafetz Saltzman is with us. The book is called Organized Jewish Life, the Essential Guide for Planning Jewish Holidays, Events, and Every Day. And it's funny that you mention Erev Tavshilin and other halachic and procedural matters, because you actually have haskamas. You actually have prominent rabbis at the beginning of the book who endorse what you've done here, which is, again, you know, something different than what we've seen in the past when it comes to people writing about life cycle events and Jewish life in general. You felt, as you just mentioned, you felt that it was necessary and helpful to get some of these, rituals into this book so that people include those in their preparation for the upcoming event.
Yeah, it's important because especially people who are new to Judaism, there's a lot of, I don't really know how to get this done.
By the way, I'm glad you just say there's a lot, because one of the things I learned from your 300-page book is that there's a lot. There's a lot of things we do on a regular basis that is just really could be overwhelming. And when you break it down the way you have and you put it in, you know, this organized form, you realize that, you know, we've got an encyclopedia of things that we need to know in order to get through a regular, you know, a Jewish period of time, whether it's a year or a life cycle, whatever it may be. Did you come to that conclusion as you were writing this, and it seems endless?
As an organizer, people come to me all the time and they're like, how do you manage this? And how do you manage this? So I feel like what I was seeing in the population was that there was just this missing level of information that people just didn't know how to manage. And what I see is when you have two working parents or two working spouses, the amount that needs to happen on day-to-day life and is just overwhelming. And when you throw in the necessity of what to do for the Jewish holidays, you need to be organized, or else when you're sitting at the table at a holiday, you feel like, you know, falling asleep in your soup. And no one wants to fall asleep in their soup. you know, we want to enjoy that family time. And if you're exhausted by the time you get to dinner, like, you don't enjoy the time.
Yeah.
And then a special joyous time becomes a miserable time, and you don't look forward to the holidays. And I want to bring some joy back into the holidays.
No question about it. There's no day off when you're running a Jewish household. There's just no day off. When you do get that rare day off, or, you know, that weekday in July that you're able to take off from work and just relax, it's a real rarity and much appreciated. Well, Purim's coming up. Today's the 22nd of Shvat, so that means we're basically 3 weeks away from Tanis Esther. Is Purim one of those holidays that if you're not organized, if you're not prepared well, it can be overwhelming?
For sure. I find that, like, there's always the last minute scramble for the costumes and for what's going to be in the Mishloach Manot basket and getting all the baskets ready and making your suda. And even if you scale it back a little, I still find that people always feel like they have to keep up with the Kohens, and you just don't need to keep up with the Kohens. You can do whatever you need to do, and whatever you do is okay. And it's okay if it's a little bit less than somebody else. But as long as you approach it with joy, it's okay, because, I mean, that's the point of doing, especially on Purim. Like, we want to be joyful. We want to be happy. And if you're feeling worn out, like, you're not going to feel joyful and happy. So it's okay to make a smaller basket. It's okay to have less people on the Mishloach Manot list. It's okay to have a simple costume. You don't have to do a theme. You don't have to worry about what your neighbor down the street is doing. What I always like to do is, if someone brings me a Mishloach Manot basket and I haven't brought them one, I keep a tray of, like, hamantaschen and cookies by the front door, and then someone comes in, I offer them a cookie, and makes my life feel much more relaxed. Like, I can bring you joy, and if you don't want it, that's fine, but, like, I don't have to feel like I'm running, you know, a tit-for-tat kind of situation where you brought me something and I'm going to give you something back. Like, you came, you did something because you wanted to give me something, right? But it doesn't have to be you gave me, so I have to give you back. That's not the point of this.
Right. Understood. Website is organizedjewishlife.com. Organizedjewishlife.com is also the name of the book. Rebecca Chaifetz Saltzman is with us live via telephone. The other P word, the more scary one, is coming up. It's, let's see, it's now mid-February. April 5th is the Seder. And, of course, the P word is Pesach. Is one of the keys starting early? Or you would say no need to drive yourself nuts in February. Just make sure that in mid-March you have the following on your radar.
So I like to start early and pace myself. You know, I start by getting things cleaned out and starting to notice what I need. Like, I already booked my carpet cleaner for the day after Purim. So that the carpets will be, you know, cleaned and the furniture will be cleaned. And I'll just give them a quick pass again before Yom Tov. But then everything I know will be, like, clean, you know. And yeah. I find that when I pace myself and when other people pace themselves and they start to do their shopping earlier, even for clothing, like, what does everybody have what they need? We'll pull out our menus from last year. We'll start to menu plan, start to see who's coming to which meals. And pulling that all out and getting that started right away makes a huge, or earlier, makes a huge difference in how you arrive at the Seder. And what I have found is that early preparation just makes you more calm and relaxed. Because we don't have to be the ones who, you know, actually exited Mitzrayim.
Yeah.
We don't have to be the slaves coming out of Mitzrayim, right? Like, you know, we don't have to be a schmata sitting at the table. We want to be relaxed. We want to enjoy. So starting earlier gives you more calm later on.
Yeah, that sometimes needs some adjusting in people's heads in order to get into that type of mentality. But I do realize that your recommendation is certainly a good one. So you had told me off the air that there's an event coming up. There are people around the world can actually be part of something that you're doing. Tell us about that.
Okay, so I'm doing a 36-day decluttering challenge. It's called Painless Pesach, but it's not really about Pesach. Basically, every single day, you get an email with a video about how to declutter in your space. And what it does is, by letting go of the things that are not serving you now, passing on your bracha to somebody else, you not only make room for abundance and bracha in your life, what you do is you make Pesach cleaning later on easier. Because I am sure that a lot of people listening are doing the pre-Shabbos or pre-Yom Tov shtuf, where they just take everything that's on every bag and every surface and stuff it into a bag and then put it in their closet or in their office or something. And so there are lots of areas in the house where things that you want to keep don't really belong. This challenge gives you an opportunity to go through all of those things, find places for them to live, and then once it's time to actually do Pesach cleaning, it makes Pesach cleaning very easy because everything is put away. All you have to do is actually clean. One of the biggest things that I find that is an issue with my clients is that they're always cleaning up for the cleaning lady.
Right.
And by letting go of some of the things that are not serving you anymore, it makes the cleaning lady's job easier and faster, which means that she can cover more territory. So especially before Pesach, it's a very good idea to declutter early and then, you know, focus on the Pesach cleaning closer to Pesach.
So are you a minimalist? Are you, do you recommend to people to throw out 90% of their stuff when they start to declutter?
You know, I don't consider myself a minimalist at all. I have stuff. I love stuff. I'm a designer by trade. So beautiful things, like, really, you know, get me going. But what I have found is that by curating my perfect collection of things, I am able to manage other things in my life better. So it's not about necessarily being a minimalist, but about having my best collection of stuff and only having the things that really serve me. Because I found that if my stuff isn't serving me, I'm serving my stuff. And that's not a great way to live. It doesn't feel good to live that way. And I didn't want to do that anymore.
We know how robust an industry organization is in the United States. Is it similar in Israel?
Yes.
Really?
There are a lot of organizers here. Yeah.
I'm shocked. And there are plenty of clients who want the service.
There are plenty of clients. I've been here 8 years now. And Thank God I have a great business.
I guess people are people, right? And there are a lot of people. There's a section of people, no matter where you are, who just are craving to be more organized and to declutter, I guess. That's the that's one of the great desires for people who are sick and tired of living living under a mountain of stuff. organized.
Well, I think the biggest.
Go ahead.
Sorry, go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
I think the biggest thing is that people are very consumer oriented and they love having new stuff. But when new stuff comes in, old stuff doesn't go out.
Right.
And that's the problem. And we live in this sort of like state where it's like, okay, maybe I'll need this one day. But if the reason that you're buying something is because you're replacing something that you already have, well, then you're not going to need it. You already determined you didn't need what you have. You're just holding on to it just in case. And what I found is that when you look at the just in case as like, well, even if I had this, I wouldn't really, like, even if I needed it, I wouldn't really use it because I don't like it. The just in case isn't a reason anymore. So like if you buy a new phone because your old phone isn't working, holding on to the old one just in case isn't going to help you because it's not working, you know? So like, that's what I find that most of the people are having problems with in terms of organization. At their core, most people are actually organized, but big adult in the big picture, it's just that they have too much stuff and nobody can manage with too much stuff.
Yeah. No question about that.
It's not possible to organize clutter.
I also want to point out, I didn't really get a chance to emphasize it, but I think it's really important. In addition to all the Jewish holiday events, all life cycle events, as I said earlier, you have a chapter that deals with bills, bureaucracy, how to take care of laundry appropriately, how to get to a zero waste level, hospitality and gift giving. I mean, there's a lot of interesting things that I never would have considered belong in a book about organization, but in fact, they're in here. Rebecca Chaifetz-Saltzman, how do people sign up for the challenge that you mentioned?
You can go to balaganbegone.com/PP for painless face-off and sign up there.
Balagan Be Gone. That's BALAGAN. BalaganBegone/PP. And that's where you could find an area to sign up and be part of the decluttering effort before the big holiday. Rebecca Chaifetz-Saltzman's got a book. It's called Organized Jewish Life. You can go to the website, organizedjewishlife.com, to purchase it. By the way, speaking of being organized, it looks from the evidence I have on the cover of the book, it looks like you actually self-published this book. Am I right about that?
I did.
Which is pretty...
actually made it faster.
I would imagine so, but it's pretty remarkable. It's not an easy task, but I guess when you're organized and you figure out what to do, you're able to do it. So congratulations on that part of it, and certainly mazal tov to you on the brand new book, and please best regards to your amazing husband. Hope to see you guys next time we're in the Holy Land.
Amazing. We hope so too.
Thanks, Rebecca. Rebecca Chaifetz-Saltzman is the author of Organized Jewish Life. Go to organizedjewishlife.com. You will find the book, fascinating. This is America's one and only Jewish Moments in the Morning radio program, heard on listeners-sponsored digital radio. Around the world, the web at NahumSegal.com, on the Nahum Segal Network, and of course, on the beloved NSN app.